KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, east winds 25 knots, sea 6 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain and snow. And Tuesday, north winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory tonight and Tuesday. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, becoming north 30 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet. Tonight, north winds 35 knots, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, north winds 30 knots, becoming northwest 20 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, northwest winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet, building to 8 in the afternoon. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, north winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 in the afternoon, seas 8 feet with freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy. A chance of rain and snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Areas of blowing snow in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. North winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Areas of blowing snow. Lows 15 to 25. North winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 45. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, areas of blowing snow in the morning, highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s, northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 in the morning. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:34 a.m. at 7 foot 3 inches, a low at 11:08 a.m. at 6 inches, a high at 5:19 p.m. at 5 foot 10 inches, and a low tonight at 10:46, a tide of 2 feet 1 inch. Your sun rose at 8:50 this morning, and your sun will set at 8:50, giving us 12 hours of daylight. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, jury selection moves to Anchorage in long-awaited Unalaska car crash case. And a massive data breach affected school districts across the state. All of that and more coming up.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian-Pribilof Islands region, and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Monday, March 17th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi with some local news. After the Unalaska court could not find an impartial jury for the trial of a young man involved in a fatal car crash 6 years ago, court officials will restart their search in Anchorage. Superior Court Judge Thomas Matthews told the Unalaska court Friday afternoon that after questioning around 100 people, they could not find enough local impartial jurors.
So the order of this court at this point is that we will now transfer venue to Anchorage for trial.
According to police, in May of 2019, Dustin Ruckman, a high schooler at the time, was driving his truck on Unalaska's Mount Ballyhoo when it plummeted down the side of the mountain. Ruckman told police he was thrown from the truck. Two high school girls, Carly McDonald and Kiara R. Haste, were in the vehicle when it fell nearly 900 feet down the cliff. They both died in the crash. Ruckman faces two counts of criminally negligent homicide. The court needs to find 16 people to sit on the jury. Jury selection was cut short in Unalaska after 3 days. According to the judge, the court summoned 400 Unalaskans for jury service at the beginning of the year, which is a normal amount. A little over half of those responded and were qualified, which is also typical. Judge Matthews dismissed potential jurors for a number of reasons, including work schedules, medical and travel plans, and concerns over whether they could fairly judge the trial. Most people questioned in the courtroom knew about the incident to some extent, through pretrial publicity and by word of mouth. Ultimately, the court only found 7 qualified jurors.
So mathematically, we reached a point a little bit ago where it was clear to me that despite the efforts that everyone here put in, it simply was not possible for us to seat a fair and impartial jury in Unalaska for this case. That's due to nobody's fault.
Ruckman's attorney's previous motions to change the venue to Anchorage were denied. Matthew says it was important to at least attempt to find a local jury.
It was important. It was significant in this case, particularly given the impact that this case has had on everybody involved and on the community at large, that we make an effort. So I denied the motions to change venue, and I set about a process in which we would come out here and question as many people as we could to determine whether or not we could get a fair and impartial jury.
He says he expects the trial to last 3 weeks. Jury selection will start in Anchorage in the last week of March. The Lower Kuskokwim School District says it's taking measures to protect students and staff who had their personal information stolen as part of a massive data breach that affected districts across the state. KYUK's Evan Erickson has more.
For decades, school districts across the country have made use of PowerSchool, a cloud-based platform that allows students, staff, and parents to keep track of grades, attendance, and homework assignments, among other functions. In December 2024, PowerSchool announced that an unknown entity had infiltrated a customer support portal and downloaded an undisclosed number of student and staff records containing personal identifying information. The company, which provides services for more than 50 million students in the United States, Canada, and a host of other countries, has not said exactly how many people were affected by the data breach. In the Lower Kuskokwim School District, the largest rural school district in Alaska, the breach hit students and staff who used PowerSchool between July 2003 and December 2024, according to a March 10th notice posted on the district's website. Social Security numbers and medical alert information were among the data stolen, according to the notice. In an email to KYUK, the district wrote that of more than 3,000 staff records affected by the data breach, just 42 contained Social Security numbers and 134 included dates of birth. But from 14,102 student records affected, all contained dates of birth, and roughly 87% included students' Social Security numbers. Medical alert information was contained in 513 student records, while the district says there is no indication this information was contained in staff records. The district, which currently has roughly 4,000 students across 27 schools, says it will separately contact PowerSchool users whose Social Security numbers were stolen. It also says moves have been made to only list the last 4 digits of Social Security numbers, while also, quote, locking down PowerSchool's maintenance access. The district says it doesn't believe there is a risk of the data being leaked to the public going forward, given, quote, measures PowerSchool has taken to resecure the stolen data. The company said it was extorted into paying money to the entity responsible for the data breach, but has not said how much. In response to the data breach, PowerSchool is offering 2 years of free credit monitoring and identity protection services to anyone who believes they may have been affected. The Lower Kuskokwim School District was one of thousands of districts across the country that use PowerSchool's services. One school district in Wisconsin affected by the data breach recently sued the company, saying the company failed to provide the security and encryption services it promised. A slew of class action lawsuits seeking financial compensation have also been filed against the company. It is unclear exactly how many of the more than 20 Alaska school districts that use PowerSchool were affected. In response to an email asking whether PowerSchool plans to offer affected users any further compensation beyond the credit monitoring and identity theft services, a spokesperson referred KYUK to the company's website for the latest updates. In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.
An Alaska City School District was notified by PowerSchool in January about the data breach. In a letter from the school district last month, it says that the cybersecurity incident, quote, may have allowed unauthorized access to information through its customer support portal. The school district says they do not store social security numbers, but the information that was breached includes names, addresses, and date of birth. Parents and guardians who have any questions or concerns can contact UCSD's technology department or Superintendent Kim Hanisch. It's been a little over 2 weeks since the Trump administration cut hundreds of jobs from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, including positions in Alaska. And a lot has happened during that time. NOAA, which studies everything from oceans to weathers, plays a big role in Alaska's economy. Two federal judges last week ruled that the layoffs were unlawful. But as the Alaska Desk's Theo Greenlee reports, the layoffs are already affecting the state's second largest economic driver, the fishing industry.
Morgan Saladino was in NOAA's field office in Anchorage when she got the news.
I was in the middle of a debriefing with a scientist. We were going over the data that they had collected while they were out on contract, and I got that firing email in the middle of that debriefing interview, and I had to tell them, you know, to go sit in the other room.
Saladino is one of about 880 NOAA employees around the country who were fired from the organization last month as part of Elon Musk and his so-called Department of Government Efficiency's effort to shrink the federal workforce. Saladino says two of the three employees from her department lost their jobs, and she's concerned about how that could impact Alaska's fishing industry.
Our field office has completely lost the ability to support observers and evaluate their data, right? And evaluating this data for accuracy and compliance and proper procedure is incredibly important because it's used directly in stock management.
The president of the labor union chapter that represents many of the Alaska Fishery Service employees, Nick Tolomeri, says at least 5% of Alaska's staff was fired, but that only includes union members. The real number may be higher. The layoffs targeted probationary staff, mostly employees with under a year in their department. But Tolomeri says that means they may have come from another department or recently entered from the private sector. The majority of them have PhDs and master's degrees.
The Northwest Center lost a woman who was a presidential fellow, top of the line scientist.
He worries the layoffs could disrupt the continuity of service, endangering the future of NOAA's abilities to complete crucial field work.
You have an aging population of survey scientists and stock assessment people and other ecologists. And, you know, the probationary people were all younger, early career scientists who, you know, quite often were bringing new skill sets and a lot of energy to the system, and they're kind of out.
The layoffs align with the vision of Project 2025, a 2023 document outlining a game plan for an incoming conservative president. Trump has distanced himself publicly from the blueprint, but many of his policies align with its recommendations, including cuts to NOAA. Project 2025 called NOAA one of the main drivers of the climate change alarm industry, and it said the agency's mission was harmful to American prosperity. But many within the seafood industry see NOAA as critical to ensuring the industry's financial success. Frank Kelty works as the fisheries consultant for the largest commercial fishing port in the nation, Alaska's Dutch Harbor. He says NOAA's programs are crucial.
How are you going to manage your fisheries with no information?
One example is the Trawl Survey, an annual assessment of marine health. Research vessels spend months traveling across fishing grounds and surveying fish stocks. Fishery managers then use that information to set things like catch limits. Another NOAA employee who was not permitted to speak publicly and asked to remain anonymous says the cuts have come at the worst possible time. The employee said the funding freeze has made it difficult to do things like buy equipment and prepare boats for the surveys. Kelty says the industry has seen what happens if the surveys don't happen, pointing to a major population collapse in the multi-million dollar snow crab fishery.
During the COVID year, we had no survey at all on brown fish and crab, and it was a very difficult situation, especially on crab. And the next thing we know, when they went and did the next year's survey, there was no snow crab, and we didn't have any heads up that we were going to have an issue with the stock. So these surveys are critical.
Morgan Saladino, who lost her job in Anchorage, emphasizes how closely the fishery service and commercial fishing industry are entwined.
I hope that people are starting to realize that, especially in industry that, you know, they like to say that they hate us because we're a regulatory agency and we make their life more difficult. But when it comes down to it, I think we all realize that we depend on each other. We need each other.
NOAA employees said the cuts have not changed immediate plans for the observer programs or the trawl survey, which is expected to begin in May. In Unalaska, I'm Theo Greenlee.
An update to the story. Just this morning, those fired employees received an email saying they were reinstated and would receive back pay. But that does not necessarily mean they're going back to work. It could just mean the Commerce Department will change the terms of those layoffs to follow the procedures typical for a, quote, reduction in force. Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar this week. Cowlungan formerly used Defense Sites Restoration Advisory Board meeting is tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 on a virtual Teams meeting. They will not be in Unalaska this month for the meeting. It'll only be held virtually. Everyone is welcome. For virtual meeting details or for more information, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. Cookbook Club is this Thursday. This month's selection is Rice, a Savor the South cookbook of Michael W. Twitty. The Cookbook Club will meet on Thursday at 5:30 in the evening at the Unalaska Public Library to share food and discuss recipes they tried. All are welcome. Extra copies of the books are available now for checkout at the library. This Friday, there will be a stuffed animal sleepover at the Unalaska Public Library. Children in preschool and up with a parent are invited to bring a favorite stuffed animal friend to the library for an evening story time with milk and cookies. The stuffed animals will stay overnight at the library for their very own sleepover while you go home and you can come back and pick them up the next day. The sleepover is for stuffed animals only. No kids will sleep at the library. The Museum of the Aleutians is calling all Ununga artists to submit their art for an upcoming exhibit this spring. The deadline is this Saturday. Artists are invited to enter up to three pieces, and they should arrive at the Museum of the Aleutians by March 22nd. They will be returned to the artists. Pieces can be traditional or modern, but must be made by Ununga artists. For questions, contact Collections Manager Joselle Hale. For more information on all these community events and for more later this week, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. We got a jammed pack weekend coming up. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is March 17th, 2025. Happy birthday to Pat Walker. Happy anniversary to Kelly and Jason Bjornstedt. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I got a scan. Oh,
We'll be right back. streak of lightning on the night he said goodbye. Well, I rode a streak of lightning on the night he said goodbye. Well, if I never make it, baby, you can't say I didn't try. We'll be right back. was straight from my heart.
Your song. KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Town. He was carrying riding out in T-Bot taxis on the planet young, they say. If everything goes wrong today, fill your T-Bot up with tea. Come and take a ride with me.